Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. This is a different world than it was in the 1960s when I was growing up, when you used to be able to have mom at home and dad at work. Now mom and dad both have to work, whether they want to or not.
That is short and sweet. Mitt Romney, from his campaign for the Senate in 1994, with his views on the need for both parents to work outside of the home. So the pot is boiling. Whether you think it's boiling or not, I think women who are important to whoever the victor is going to be in this race feel like they've become, maybe that's, rather than me make a statement, why don't I ask the question, 800-510-8255. Why all the fuss? Where did this start? And why has it become such a focal point? That is women and their vote, women, the value of women, whether they should be at home or not. You should be at home. They should be. It's I don't know. This is becoming like a lot of other stuff. Just a point of reference as to the ridiculous reality of politics in our country. You think, am I right or not? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a daily review of the hot hits in talk radio. We are mostly on Monday confronted with the Sunday morning news shows on the various television networks, and what they bring up in terms of politics is where we get started here today. What has been discussed here from MSNBC, Chris Hayes talked about comments by Mitt Romney that suggested that he agreed with Hillary Rosen before he didn't agree with Hillary Rosen.
You have probably heard by now, whether directly or through osmosis, all the faux outrage on the campaign trail this week about Ann Romney and her role as a stay-at-home mom. The manufactured controversy was prompted by a stray comment on CNN made by an analyst who is in no way affiliated officially with the Obama campaign. But the theatrics obscured a much deeper and more fundamental problem with the way our government and society values the work of women, either inside the home or out. When Mitt Romney responded to the controversy in a speech to the NRA Friday, he said, quote, "I happen to believe that all moms are working moms. All moms are working moms." But that hasn't always been the tune of Republicans on this issue. An entire massive sea change in federal policy, the Welfare and Reform Act of 1996, was predicated on the fundamental notion that mothers on welfare needed to get out of the home and go to work, and that staying at home and caring for their children did not count as work. In fact, as recently as this year, Mitt Romney himself campaigned on the proposition that meaningful welfare reform should require parents with children to get out of the home and into the workforce. Listen to how he talked about work and stay-at-home parents just this January.
I also like the idea that people who are receiving assistance, welfare assistance, have a responsibility of working. In my state, we made good progress in that regard following the days of the Welfare Reform Act. But then when I was governor, 85% of the people on a form of welfare assistance in my state had no work requirement. And I wanted to increase the work requirement. I said, for instance, that even if you have a child 2 years of age, you need to go to work. And people said, well, that's heartless. And I said, no, I'm willing to spend more giving daycare to allow those parents to go back to work. It will cost the state more providing that daycare. But I want the individuals to have the dignity of work.
All right. Just so we're tracking exactly what Mitt Romney is saying here. Just 3 months before, he said stay-at-home moms are working moms. All moms are working moms. He said he wants to make stay-at-home parents of kids as young as two, mom or dad, quote, go to work so they can have, quote, have the dignity of work. See that part again.
I said, for instance, that even if you have a child 2 years of age, you need to go to work. And people said, well, that's heartless. And I said, no, I'm willing to spend more giving daycare to allow those parents to go back to work. It'll cost the state more providing that daycare. But I want the individuals to have the dignity of work.
Yesterday, we emailed the Romney campaign for a comment, but we haven't received a reply, shockingly. I'm going to be honest. I don't like do a lot of raging on this show, more or less, but this really angers me. It genuinely angers me, and not just because I felt like we just got caught up in this. We had one of those weeks in cable news in the business in which, like, everyone is aware that the entire substance of the thing at the heart of what everyone's talking about is made up and manufactured, and yet we're all doing it. You feel like you're just, like, being controlled by some invisible cable news puppeteer to, like, oh, I have to talk about Hillary Rosen. But actually, because there's actually a genuine substantive principle here, a substantive principle that was the heart of a policy that was enacted, it wasn't just rhetoric, it wasn't just a straight cable news comment, it was the fundamental belief that caring for your child at home was not work. That, and in fact, it acculturated you to dependency. It acculturated you to be lazy and dependent. It acculturated you to not be part of the normal mainstream society, and so you had to be pushed out into the workforce. And whether that's good policy or not, it seems to me like there's a double standard about what we call work, that when it's a very poor mother with three kids at home, it is not work. She needs to learn how the dignity of work. When it is an extremely wealthy woman with five kids at home, and again, that is work. Being in the home with kids, as the father of a 4.5-month-old, there's no question that's work. But so I just find that the double standard that has sort of that has crept into this conversation and not been identified.
What a smarmy wiseacre. This guy, I don't know who Chris Hayes is, but it is a manufactured controversy. And listening to this guy, I mean, well, first, MSNBC, as we know, is left of center, the same as Fox is right of center. So you'd expect somebody there to come up with all of this stuff. But he sounds like he's a high school kid trying to justify some project, a social studies project or something. That's how it comes into my ears. What about yours? 800-510-8255. Mitt Romney and his wife. Mitt Romney and what happened in Massachusetts, Mitt Romney and welfare, Mitt Romney and working women, how do they twist and turn this around, and is it the most important part of how decisions are made? For some, it is. For others, it is not. I suggest that it is a national debate that we ought to have about women and work and welfare. Many of the things that aren't being said here have to do with the utmost of concern. When Romney was governor of Massachusetts, I'm a resident of Massachusetts, so I'm pretty well aware of what he did. The welfare, the system that was put into place in 1996 by Bill Clinton, was modeled after what was being done in Massachusetts. The abuse, unbelievable abuse, of women having children so they didn't have to work and they could collect is something that is it's a story legends are made of. Women having 4, 5, 6, 7 children out of wedlock, one after the other after the other, and the amount of work that was required or not. You didn't have to work, you just had to have a baby in order to get paid by the state. That's an inappropriate use. To see, we're talking about maybe three different things here. But to have this all wrapped in, like, mothers who are at home are not working, that's an outrageous statement and concept. Of course they're working. My mother never worked a day in her life. If you use going to get a paycheck, a barometer for what is or isn't a working mom, yet she was home with us working in the home. It's work. So that concept is mostly agreed upon by anybody who's got any brains. And so then you move on into some of the discussion of the people who abuse the welfare system, which it seems to me is a completely different discussion. What do you think? 800-510-8255. All right, so we've heard from the left. We'll go to the right in a moment on this. It's 15 past on the countdown.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
I think I've heard it all.
Rhonda Collins, TurboTax CPA.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, and I've answered a lot of tax questions. I still do, right here at TurboTax. Say you're using TurboTax and you have a tax question. You can call or chat online with a CPA, enrolled agent, or tax attorney to get the answers you need. And the best part is, it's free.
File today at TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Granger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Granger representative or visit Granger.com/KeepStock. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
On the countdown from Fox, Chris Wallace on his Sunday morning program talks about what it's down to in the Republican Party.
Where is this campaign right now? What's important about the general election right now?
I think this campaign right now is going to shift its focus on to President Obama as though we have not seen it so far. I mean, for the last year, really, it's been focused on the Republicans and this, you know, sort of prelude to this. But we're going to be examining his policies. And personally, I'm just going to be watching to see how he holds up under the pressure of the fact that he could be a one-term president. Not saying he's going to be. We don't know that yet. But I think watching him in this moment is what's going to be interesting. He's very intrigued by Mitt Romney, I'm told. Some of his advisors have been laughing about, you know, some of the stumbles and gaffes he makes. And President Obama apparently has said, you know, this is harder than it looks. So I think watching this mano-a-mano competition will be interesting. You know, the side notes are what happens to Santorum. Does he become, you know, how quickly does he fold in? How quickly or how long does Newt Gingrich stick around? All these things. But right now, the focus is going to be on this president and to see if he's going to be reelected or not.
Let me ask you the question I asked David Axelrod. I mean, if you put his numbers on GDP growth and unemployment up against the three presidents who have not gotten another term in since 1976, Ford, Carter, and George H.W. Bush, he doesn't do well. His unemployment numbers are way higher, and his growth rate is the second worst. How much of an obstacle is that? I mean, you know, I know he's going to say, well, we inherited this, and it's gotten better. But the fact is you know, his absolute numbers are not very good.
No question at all. And his campaign realizes that. It's one of the reasons that this Obama reelection campaign has opened its doors for business more than a year ago. And they have been out there trying to identify and round up all these the people who voted for him last time. But they need more than that because a lot of those people won't vote for him now. So I think those numbers tell one part of the story. The part that they don't tell of the story is that he does still have somewhat of a likability advantage. The Washington Post ABC News poll this week showed that he had a strong advantage over Mitt Romney. Now, I'm not sure that that's going to hold. The country really doesn't know Mitt Romney yet. I mean, we think that it's been on, you know, this primary race has been on television for so long. This is a reintroduction phase, but that's his one advantage, I think. People generally, or a lot of people generally, you know, think he's an okay guy, but that may not be enough.
Okay, 21 after on the countdown. More politics coming up.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, Doug at DougStephan.com. As we discuss Mitt Romney's presence in the campaign, those who are ready, set, able, and wanting to attack him, as he is, there are all these stories floating around. Well, now that he's got rid of Santorum, he can move to the center. Hello. Being in the center is where the real majority in this country is. Remember the book that was published in 1970, The Real Majority? The story in the book that elections are usually decided by voters who are not wedded to either party, who do not stay in any ideological lane. They are at least, depending on how you look at it, as little as 15%, as many as 40% of the electorate, give or take a few points. And so if you stick to the base like Santorum did, you go nowhere. And why it is that some Republicans and Democrats, by the way, on the other side are just the same, why they think that way is a mystery, it would seem. Laverne, what do you want to bring to the conversation? Good morning. Welcome to the countdown.
Oh, good morning. Well, I'm a member of the Oglala tribe in South Dakota. And, you know, we just have a whole lot of people here that you know, have large families, and you know, having a large family is really a job for these women.
Okay.
But I can understand almost diabolically about, you know, the fact that it would be good if they all could have a job too, especially with our tribe at 90% unemployment.
Well, it would be a stand to reason that anybody who can get a job, that happens in a lot of the Indian Nation. Though, is that not true? A lot of the Indian Nation is unemployed and some people think unemployable.
Right. Yeah. Right.
All right, sir.
Arapaho Nzuni. Right.
Yep. Thank you. 800-510-8255. From CNN, Candy Crowley talked to analysts Matt Bai and Dan Baltz about how President Obama and Mitt Romney look if pitted up against each other in the general election.
The battle lines are drawn. What are they?
Well, it is a classic election that we're coming up against. For Obama, it will be don't go back. The past is worse than what we've had. You may think it could be worse, but it won't be. We're making progress. For Governor Romney, it's clear. It is too much government with too few results.
You know, I think it's very clear on the Republican side, it's going to be just a failed presidency is going to be their argument, and they're going to obviously turn to the economy. On the Republican side, I think, I don't know about you guys, I find it interesting to see how they're going to go at Romney. Right now, they are trying to tie him to the most extreme elements in his own party. They're trying to make an ideological argument. At the end of the day, his identity as a leader may be more relevant. And the way that Republicans went at John Kerry in 2004 and found you couldn't really paint him so much out of the political mainstream, but the whole windsurfing thing, you know, back and forth, didn't know himself. I think that the Etch-a-Sketch line of attack, my bet is, will ultimately end up being more of the central argument against his leadership qualities.
Interesting, because it really is. I mean, right now, if you look at Romney's plate, it is to, A, bring in the right and the conservatives that don't trust him, B, move to the middle so that he can take up those swing voters, and C, not look like a flip-flopper. Can he do that?
Well, you know, it takes time to do all of that. He can't do all of that in the next 15 days or 30 days. I think in over time, the party will come together. I mean, if you look at the structure of the Republican Party, the people who most dislike President Obama are the people who were most resistant to Governor Romney. I think in the end, faced with that choice, they're going to be with Governor Romney. How enthusiastically, I don't know, and that in part depends on how Governor Romney handles himself over the next couple of months. But I think in the end, the Republican Party will be united. I think the bigger issue is, can he get to the middle in a way that is credible? He does have problems with women. He does have problems with Hispanics. The Obama campaign, the president himself, are attacking him on those fronts. You know, as Matt suggested, the Obama campaign is taking a page out of the Bush 2004 campaign. They are trying to keep the pressure on Governor Romney at a point when he's got a lot of things to do and try to pin him down and never let him be able to deliver the kind of message he wants to deliver.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ooh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip! And we won't need a convertible!
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Honda's really big sales event is monumental, almost elephantine, which means colossal inventory and jumbo-sized deals on every Honda, even the 2012 Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class. Speaking of lasting a long time, 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers won't. So get to your Honda dealer now, before everything reverts back to normal size.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polkio's vehicles and operation registration statistics 2001 through 2010 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's.
Can I have
the weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
This weekend, get a once-in-a-lifetime flooring deal at Lumber Liquidators' once-a-year hardwood clearance sale. Get first-quality hardwood, laminate, and bamboo from 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished bamboo, only 99 cents a square foot. Three-quarter inch solid hardwood, an amazing $1.99 a square foot. Odd lots and closeouts from 19 cents a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. This Friday through Sunday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Doug Steffen here with the second half of this hour in review of the hot hits over the weekend from the world of conversation radio, political talk radio, if you will, news talk radio, and much again of the seed for that conversation comes from the Sunday morning news program. So we've heard from MSNBC, Fox, and CNN. So now let's go to Meet the Press from NBC, where David Gregory talked to analysts Mike Murphy and Harold Ford about how the coming presidential race may shake up the negative side of things.
The president talked about the biggest contrast, the biggest difference in the vision for the country, perhaps since Goldwater in 64, right, up against Johnson.
Well, that was an interesting comment because it cuts both ways. Who's Goldwater? I think what you're going to see, and I wrote about it in Time, they both have enough money, and this is the year of negative ads working, to destroy each other's biography. The Obama guys, they're not going to run a positive campaign. They're going to run a ruin Romney campaign because they know about their weaknesses. And what are they going to do? They're going to say, as a private equity guy, he's not a job creator, he's a job destroyer. The Romney guys are going to go after Obama and say, what are the accomplishments? Promised all these jobs, they're not here. $1 trillion in hawk, and we got a health care plan that two-thirds of the country doesn't like on life support in front of the Supreme Court. There's no Obama story. So they're going to be forced to argue forward, but both campaigns want to make it a referendum on the other guy.
Well, look, I think the next 3 months, I would divide this up in that sort of three-month chunks. You have your pre-convention time here. It is going to be consumed by manufactured controversies by each side. Okay, they're going to do that. It was Etch a Sketch a couple weeks ago. This time it was this issue. There will be more, mark my words. But once the convention comes, going to Mike's point, the resetting of the biographies, trying to make the sale, the actual issue debate will take place in that 60-day sprint in the fall. But this is going to be the most negative campaign I think we've seen in presidential politics. Maybe more so than 04, and 04 was pretty nasty. Maybe more so than 96, and 96 was pretty nasty. And by the way, it's going to lead to a lower turnout, which has in itself consequences.
I think the bigger issue for the president as we head to this, I don't think there's any doubt it's going to be negative, there's going to be more money spent. But if you're the president's team, you've made this case about 1%, 99%, about taxing rich people. I think if you're Romney, and I'm not advising that Romney, but you've got to think his team may be thinking, look, announce that you're for raising the care and interest. Announce that you're raising the capital gains tax when people earn more than $2 million or $1 million a year in investment income. In fact, President Obama paid was it 21% in federal income taxes 1 year, 26%. So even he's not up to the 30%. Why? Because the tax code needs to be fixed. Romney needs this conversation to be about how you make America more competitive around the world. President Obama's making this race about whether or not you tax rich people. I'm a Democrat. I'm not crazy about that approach. It may work a bit to get to frame it, but at the end of the day, Americans want to do better. They want the country more prosperous. And I would agree with you. There'll be some manufactured things, but until you get to the big issues, or when the president finally gets to the big issues, I think it's when he begins to pull away. Or for that matter, whichever candidate gets to the big issues first will have the advantage.
800-510-8255, a negative race. What a shock. In a country that has so much, even though we have many problems, we have so much going for ourselves, and we have in front of us a prospect of a negative election. Here's a comment from one of our listeners. Governor Romney may, in fact, begin to reformulate his position pretty quickly now that Rick Santorum is history. Now that the serious race is on for the White House, the public will have ample time to form their opinions. We may yet see a spirited and interesting contest, says Stu. 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can go to the listen box at DougStephan.com and get those connections. Meanwhile, radio host Dave Debo of the weekend talked to a Republican strategist named Bob Davis about Rick Santorum leaving the race.
He has a role still?
Oh, absolutely. I think he has a role. He came from nowhere. When he first entered the race, people were shaking their heads saying, a former senator from the state of Pennsylvania who lost the re-election bid. He came from nowhere, and, he attracted the conservative right of the Republican Party. But, in the end, Romney had built a significant lead in terms of number of delegates, and I think it became even more difficult for Rick Santorum to raise the money necessary to be able to compete in his own home state of Pennsylvania, plus New York and all the other states that remain.
In order for Santorum to endorse Romney, that there might be some horse trading, probably on some assurances regarding the Supreme Court.
Talk about
the horse trading.
Yeah, I think there could be. I mean, I think at the end of the day, Rick Santorum and Governor Romney are on the same page. They want to see Barack Obama defeated. And so, yeah, I think there may be some talk about some issues that they have in common. There may be some talk about issues that they didn't have in common. And at the end of the day, you got to ask yourself, will Rick Santorum be the running mate?
You think that's a possibility?
I think it is a possibility.
Okay. Was talking to a liberal I know, because I try to make sure I'm in touch with enough on all sides. And he was putting forth the argument that the base, the liberal base, doesn't think that Obama is left enough, hasn't filled the promises that he made to them enough, hasn't really, everyone it seems will campaign from the extremes and then govern more from the center. And in the process they say that, these liberals say that Obama has kind of betrayed his base. In an environment where he might not have the support of his hardcore liberals, does it make sense for the Republicans then to put forth someone maybe a little more moderate, like Romney, and to be less wimpy, or to be more wimpy, to go less on the attack? Talk to me about that. Is that the kind of calculus here, or am I just looking at what is and attaching reasons to it?
Well, I find it interesting that the far left, the liberal to the far left, is not going to support the president for re-election. I mean, I just don't see them going.
Because there's no alternative,
yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I mean, they may be a stay-at-home voter, non-voter.
But they're not going to campaign and maybe not contribute.
Correct.
There's not going to be that enthusiasm, you think?
I think you're right on that.
Okay. Now, what about on the Republican side? We can say the same about Romney. He doesn't exactly have the conservatives in his pocket.
Correct. But, again, to your point, he's a little bit more moderate, and he's going to be able to attract the middle that I don't think Rick Santorum could have as the ultra-conservative. But, again, if Santorum winds up on the ticket, at the end of the day, the Republicans have got to carry the South, and they got to carry the heartland. Those are red states. They can't afford to lose any of those. And by the way, they need to pick up a Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Indiana. I don't think they can get Illinois because that's where Barack's from.
Sure.
Missouri. And those are states where I think your voters are a little bit more moderate, and I think Romney will be able to appeal to them.
Wow. Did I hear some suggestion of Rick Santorum being on the ticket with Romney? 800-510-8255. Talk about trouble with women. All right, so from that radio program, we go to another one hosted by Bob Kerr, who talks to yet another analyst about those who are supporting Romney.
Where does this leave the conservative branch of the party? Will Santorum supporters migrate to Romney?
Well, that is the big question. question. There's no doubt that many of them will, because he's certainly a better option than Obama. But they have their doubts. They certainly are not as excited by him as they were by Rick Santorum. And so the question is, how many will make that migration? And what sort of pressure will they put on him, put on Romney, not to follow the conventional wisdom and start moving his appeals to the center for a successful fall general election campaign?
Has this bitter primary damaged Romney or the party? Is there still a schism?
Well, it clearly is a schism, and the polls show that the ratings of the GOP and Romney in particular have gone down during this period. There had been hopes that it would strengthen Romney as a campaigner. It would make his faults and vulnerabilities sort of old news. But the polls show that perceptions of him have actually gone down among all voters in this long period of trench warfare.
One of the hits on Romney, not just from Democrats, but some fellow Republicans, has been his flip-flopping. Is that really the case, or is it perhaps a case of being flexible?
Well, it depends on your point of view. As I say, conventional wisdom has it that almost any Republican has to run to the right to get the nomination and then tack towards the center to win in a general election. But conservatives are much more energized, much more committed to their policies as opposed to the party's success in the fall. And so the question is whether they will come together behind him. Clearly some will, many will, but will enough to move the majority of the GOP base behind him as he would need in the fall campaign.
800-510-8255. Here is Talk Host Garrett Quinn with former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson. Remember, he is running as a Libertarian for the presidency.
Ed Clark remains the only Libertarian presidential candidate to crack 1% in the national election. You've talked about, you've polled fairly high in some states. I think it was in Florida. You were polling at 9. Do you think you can crack that? Do you think you can crack the number? The Libertarians haven't been able to crack since 1980.
The pie in the sky scenario here is to actually win the election. How does that happen? Well, polling at 15%, being in the national debates against Obama, and I'm believing it's going to be Romney, but if that happens, if I am the nominee and I'm on the national debate stage with these two guys, I'm going to suggest to you that anything is possible, given that 80% of Americans right now are saying they would consider voting for a third-party candidate. I'm polling at 7% right now against Obama and Romney. I don't know if it's so significant that I'm polling at 7% as much as I'm the third name. But I am the third name.
Yeah.
And I just I have to point out that I do think that this is very possible. On a lesser level, if the Libertarian candidate for president gets 5% of the general election vote, the Libertarian Party will receive $90 million in federal matching funds for the next cycle, which would be an absolute game changer. Wow. I'd be the first one to sign legislation banning federal matching funds. but this is a system that's been gamed by the two old parties, and this is the game that gets played that allows them to collect hundreds of millions of dollars under this same scenario.
All right, let's get the scenario from you. 800-510-8255. You heard from the left, you've heard from the right, you've heard from the middle in terms of people on talk radio and talk television. Now let's talk about Ron Paul. Let's talk more about Mitt Romney. And there are still those who are analyzing Rick Santorum having gotten out of the race. Kind of reminds me of the fact that 3-4 weeks after the Supreme Court heard the arguments on Obamacare, people are still talking about that. Well, we'll stir the pot here, or better yet, you'll stir the pot. Your call's next on the countdown.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about the power of the moment. What is the power of the moment? Every day that we have a life experience, that becomes a moment. Just like the Kodak moment from years past that we remember, every moment can be captured. What we do with that moment is up to us. If we put power behind everything that we do, and we put that power to work for us, and we say to ourselves, I'm going to capture this moment. This moment is going to be mine. This moment is going to define me. This moment is going to create my future. Then that is the power of the moment. Who creates it? We do. Who controls it? We do. Who has the power of the mind? We do. Take that power. Expand it. Explode it. Enjoy it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
800-510-8255. The discourse continues on the countdown. Scott is listening in North Carolina with a question about Ron Paul.
I saw those 1,700-plus people in Maryland supporting Ron Paul. And everywhere he goes, there's thousands of people out to see, and they're lined up around the buildings to get in to hear him speak. It makes absolutely no sense to me how or why he's not winning. I just can't help but believe there's something going on with this situation. And we need to pay attention, I think. Everyone's talking about the economy, but I'm worried about young people. I'm 40 years old. I'm worried about the kids growing up having to possibly go into a draft. And Ron Paul wants to end the wars. If we end these wars, we can have some financial stability in our country. And the gold standard, we need to go back to it. And we need to go back to the Constitution and be strict to it. None of these other guys are doing anything about it. As far as Mitt Romney, he didn't even understand when the question was thrown out there over the issue of war. He said, I have to get my lawyers to give you an answer on that. And Ron Paul says, I can do that.
800-510-8255. Charlie, and the reasons he thinks Santorum was booted.
I liked Santorum up to a point, but I can say, and I'm a Catholic too, and I believe in a lot of what he does, but he's associated himself a little bit too much with dogmatic theology in some respects, and I think people took him as a scold. a lot of what he says is exactly correct, but the point is you can, in a secular society, you can bring in secular arguments regarding a lot of the same issues that he talked about, like abortion and other things. You don't have to base it on strictly, like, I'm a Catholic trying to tell you what to do. And I think that's what a lot of people did. I hope he's in the cabinet somewhere.
More issues on the countdown in a moment.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's talk about what the issues really are, or at least one of the issues for a moment. As the decisions not made, a lot of things can happen in our country. Look at the weekend news, the story of the Colombian tryst with Secret Service agents. Yeah, that can be pretty embarrassing, even if the president really doesn't have anything to do with it. Now, that's an issue that people will lay on him. Here's another one that may have more value as we welcome new ideas at 800-510-8255. The unemployment rates, monthly metro unemployment data, cities with the highest and lowest rates. So the top 10 highest unemployment rates in our country. These people, there ought not to be one person in any of these cities that would vote for Barack Obama. Whether you think it's his, you know, it's 4 years, he made all these promises, yada, yada. So if you're in any of these cities and you think Obama is swell, call and just have an engaging conversation in the moments that remain here. Here are the highest rates of unemployment in our country. El Centro, California. 28% unemployment. Unbelievable, right? Yuma, Arizona, 26% unemployment. Merced, California, 23% unemployment. Yuba City, California, 18% unemployment. Listen to these. They're California numbers. Southwest numbers. 16% unemployment in Porterville, California. Fresno, California, 15% unemployment. Same in Modesto and Stockton, California. And Ocean City, New Jersey, 15% unemployment. So is there one vote in those cities for Barack Obama? And to turn it around, the lowest
unemployment rates in the country. 4.3% in Iowa City, Iowa. Ames, Iowa, 4.2%. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, 4.1%. Thibodaux, Louisiana, 4%. Midland, Texas, 3.9%. Logan, Utah, 3.8%. Burlington, Vermont, 3.7%. Fargo, North Dakota, 3.6%. Lincoln, Nebraska, 3.5%. And Bismarck, North Dakota, 3.4%. Unemployment. Those people should all be voting for Barack Obama if you're going to vote on unemployment. Yet I'm going to bet that most of the people in most of those areas that I just enumerated where the numbers are low, 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 wouldn't be voting for Barack Obama at all. And maybe the other way around for those where there is high unemployment. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Here's David calling from Kansas, and the focus here is the problem supporting Mitt Romney.
I don't understand America. I don't understand what's going on with people. You know, I'm a highly decorated military officer, retired military officer. I have spent a lot of time. I spent a lot of time around Mormons, and I don't know whether they're holding that against him or whether he has the ability to make money. He's been very prosperous and so forth, but I cannot see what people are going against. The rhetoric that Obama has, and he hasn't done a darn thing. He's done some really bad things, and also about trying to down or mouth the Supreme Court and stuff like that. I just can't see it. Romney, I think, could be. I think he will turn this country around, and I think he's got this country at heart. You know, he's a multimillionaire. What does he need to run for? He's doing it because he feels this country needs to be turned around. And I don't why people can't understand that. I mean, he's doing this because he's turned other companies around, and he's turned the Olympics around. Why can't we see that this is a gentleman that would really lead our country the way it should be led, bring us back into prosperity?
A lot of people talking now about the Olympics. Pretty interesting. Kevin in Massachusetts, not a Romney supporter necessarily.
I'm a little sad for Rick Santorum because, you know, I sort of predicted to myself that this was going to happen earlier last week when I first heard that his little girl was taking a turn for the worse. And I think that she's a lot more, a lot sicker than it's being led on. And I'm sure that this decision was made because of maybe the fragile state that his wife must be in. And in a situation like this, you got to circle your wagon. So I feel really, really terrible about him having to pull out of the race. But, you know, all these other platitudes that he came out, we're going to keep fighting. That's just stuff you have to say.